Take it from that spot, please.
After the Beatles heard Pet Sounds, they wanted to make a greater album, so they did Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And it was a very, very, very great album. Right up there with Pet Sounds, and it was like really good.
Let's get to that part. Second time through, eh, right?
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me, so what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. Life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you. God only knows what I'd be without you.
Well, there's a first, the very first time we've opened Beatle Brunch with a Beach Boys song. Paul McCartney says it's his favorite, and maybe his favorite song of all time. God only knows there are dozens more. As we welcome you to another edition of Beatle Brunch, a celebration of the greatest group in rock history, featuring the songs and stories of the Fab Four on stage, backstage, and in the studio. And you can join me on the deck of the Celebrity Summit on board the Flower Power Cruise, sailing out of Fort Lauderdale February 27th to March 4th. Jam-packed with 60 superstars, Mickey Dolenz, The Zombies, Chad and Jeremy, Eric Burdon and the Animals, The Family Stone, The Fifth Dimension, Three Dog Night, Yardbirds, Spencer Davis, Love and Spoonful, Rare Earth, and so many others. Get the lowest cabin price possible when you click through brunchradio.com to book. And while you're there, enter to win the cruise for two with airfare included. Go to brunchradio.com. No purchase necessary. I'm Joe Johnson. There's always been a huge music parallel between the Beatles and the Beach Boys. Paul McCartney and Brian Wilson were born just 2 days apart. Both are musical geniuses who hear sounds in their minds and then bring those good vibrations to life in their music. This summer marks the 50th anniversary of the Beach Boys' iconic Pet Sounds album. And we thought, wouldn't it be nice to feature the love and admiration both groups have for each other? So today we put quotes around the words Pet Sounds so we can feature the Beach Boys' landmark album and the words of Brian Wilson, but also to lean on the Beatles to bring us the sounds that inspired Pet Sounds, and also actual Pet Sounds in songs like Blackbird, Piggies, or Hey Bulldog, and many others. You'll have a chance to win the 2-CD 50th Anniversary Pet Sounds CDs. Go to our website for details on how to win the 5-disc box set from the Beach Boys commemorating Pet Sounds. And the two have always been inspired by each other, raising the bar for the other's next album. In fact, after Brian Wilson heard the Beatles' Rubber Soul album in December of 65, he began composing the songs for Pet Sounds.
That was the one that got me going. November of 65 at my house in Beverly Hills. My friend goes, I want you to listen to this album by the Beatles. And I got so blown out that I went to the piano and started writing songs, started making melodies. I wanted to try to top it. I felt competitive with the Beatles. You know, it's a funny thing. It's funny. But I felt competitive with them.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know? You don't look different, but you have changed. I'm looking through you. You're not the same. Your lips are moving. I cannot hear. Your voice is soothing.
Prayed for an album. We didn't have a title or nothing, you know, for an album that would be a rival to Rubber Soul. And, you know, praying to rival, you know, I mean, it was all kind of like, it was a prayer, but it was, but there was some ego there.
We come on this loop, John B, my grandfather and me, around Nassau Town.
Let me go home.
Stop the zombies.
Stop the zombies.
Feel so broke. I've ever been alone.
Hoist up the John B. Hoist up the John B. See how the mainsail, see how the mainsail. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go, let me go.
That's Luke John B. from the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds album. It's the only song on the album that Brian Wilson didn't write. It's based on a traditional folk song from the Bahamas called the John B. Sails. It was suggested by Beach Boy Al Jardine to be recorded in a Beach Boys style. It wasn't inspired by Rubber Soul, as it was recorded before the Beatles even began work on the album, but now plays a major role in the Pet Sounds track list. I'm Joe Johnson, and this is The Brunch, celebrating Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys and Pet Songs from the Beatles. Coming up, a true pet sound from the Beatles, Two Birds of a Feather.
So I've done things like Blackbird, Mother Nature's Son.
Thus, we'll go in the studio to see if we can hear one hand clapping when The Brunch continues after this.